Peace. It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Goodness me, that is some sparkling wine that just got opened in that little intro, isn't it? Welcome to BFM Studio, Janine from Huntress Wines and Renee from Boutique Connection and Moi Wines. Did I get that moi right?
Good evening. I love how you say it with a little breath of fresh air behind it.
I don't know. It's just kind of like you've got to, you're really going to lean into that moi. I'm just going to find some bed music to play underneath us while we chat, Renee.
Cool.
Maybe you could say hello to Janine and we could get this conversation started. Janine, I can do it, Janine. And then I'll turn around when you answer. I'll do this behind the scenes stuff that I shouldn't really be talking about now. But what brings you to Auckland and where are you from and how is it you, came to make wine?
I'm up in Auckland in Tamaki Makaurau visiting some whānau and did a bit of trade work today showing my new wines around. I actually grew up just south of the city in Maramarua, and my family live up here, heading towards the Coromandel.
I'm like, I should know this place. I feel like I've driven through there a million times. I'm like, where is it? Okay, cool.
No, I'm based down in the Wairarapa now. I've sort of moved around with the wine industry.
Would you say that is the, sorry to butt in and be like a bit rude then, but would you say that's one of the greatest wine regions in Aotearoa?
I think it's definitely one of them, for fine Pinot Noir.
Yes. Yeah. Is that the world that you sit in? Are you a Pinot Noir?
Pinot freak, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
I could have it every day, easy.
Yeah. Okay.
I love how passionate you were saying freak there. That's wow, awesome.
It's good for you, you know.
Can you give us some background on, do you have your own vines or your own wine farm?
No, it's quite expensive to have a vineyard.
Yes.
So I actually make wine. I have a full-time job and Huntress is my side hustle.
Okay.
So the full-time job, I work for an organic vineyard called Erla and I do have access to some of that fruit, but I also work with other growers around the place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you kind of operate in the same fashion that Renee does with Moi Wines, where you're a bit of a hustler and you go around buying parcels?
Definitely.
Yep. Of grapes?
Nice, Johnny.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just go around and talk to the vineyards and go, what's good? What do you got?
Yeah, well, it's about long-term relationships, I think, eventually. It's a tough game, and Wairarapa is quite a small sort of cropping region, so I'm actually looking at working with some growers in Hawke's Bay and outside that region now.
Actually, they're pretty good. I mean, Hawke's Bay's not too far away, really. It's a couple of hours in the car, right?
Yep, easy mission.
Doing a mission to get some grapes from the Hawke's Bay, is that just borrow your mate's ute and drive to the Hawke's Bay?
Could be, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it won't be big volumes. I'm pretty tiny.
Yes.
So, we'll probably roll like that for the first year.
I've just got a picture in my head of that's kind of what you need. And do you put them in barrels or fish bins? Or if you're transporting grapes, how does it?
You pick into either hand-picking crates or you can go into a larger bin for transport.
Yes.
I mean, ideally a chilled truck, keep the grapes cool.
Okay, yeah. Pretty easy to rent one of those, right?
Exactly.
And they're a good size too. Yep. I feel all right.
It's easy, but in the middle of vintage, sometimes it's really hard to get your hands on.
Yeah.
And so you just work with what you got, and I've seen all sorts of, utility vehicles transporting grapes in all sorts of ways.
Mm-hmm. Especially tricky if you've got a full-time job. Yeah.
I mean, so how many barrels a year are you producing? Well, it's probably easier for the layman to just, if you put it into
bottles?
A number of bottles. How many?
This year I made 2,000 bottles of wine.
Okay. And that's not very many, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pretty limited edition. All right. Was there a particular style? Obviously, you said you're a Pinot freak.
Yes.
Did you concentrate on the Pinots this year?
I did. I made two Pinots. One's on keg, actually, with everyday wine, and pouring it a few places around the city. And I managed to get some beautiful old vine Sauvignon Blanc, and that's what we're tasting now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rich and delicious, sort of different way of making it, I guess, a bit of skin contact and just trying to bring in some texture and richness. So, yeah.
What the hell is skin contact?
Skin contact. For reds, you ferment on the skins and you get like, you extract tannin and colour,
mm-hmm.
And tannin holds the wine together. So for whites, traditionally it's the juice is squeezed out, and so what I've done is I've done a portion with the skins to add some texture from the skins and seeds that it's fermented in.
Does your method change year to year?
Definitely.
Yeah, so obviously you've got the different seasons. I guess you got that year's vintage, and you've also got you trying different techniques and styles. How does a winemaker decide that they're going to implement, they're like, okay, this year I'm doing this style?
It really comes down to the fruit, I think, and reading the season and the flavours. And, you know, I'm small enough that I can try some different stuff, so I'm not set in any style. Like, I've made, like, several different random wines, and some I'll stick with and some I won't.
Is there, say you make a wine, and is there like a moment where you can check the progress of what you're doing and go like, oh, maybe I need to deal,
yeah,
like dial every day. Back on
every
that
every single day,
every day,
yeah, okay, yeah.
Especially during the fermentation, monitoring it and checking on your babies, and then once they sort of get to that teenage stage and they're just sitting there chilling out, then you can leave them for a bit and come back to them, just sort of look at them every sort of so often until you're ready to bottle them.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? How, as a wine is like, I don't know, like in the process of becoming a wine, what sort of things can a winemaker do to change the path that wine is on to becoming the wine that it will become?
Oh, there's plenty of stuff to play around with, like that skin fermentation technique, or what you age it in, whether it's like amphora or barrel or stainless steel, concrete, you know. There's solids, so that's like the yeast, lees and solids from the grapes. Like, you can age it for a long time, short time. Use techniques like malolactic fermentation, which is just the transforming of malic acid to lactic.
Yeah.
Get that, which is that sorry, wine you're tasting has had full malo, so it's nice, got that sort of rich creaminess to it.
I was going to ask how you got the smooth, juicy creaminess in the mint. So good.
Yeah, full malo, so unfiltered, unfined, just wanted to bring in some more texture on that phenolic aspect, something really delicious and smashable.
This has got
summer.
Big, full flavour. Is it rude of me to say it is a very smashable wine? Is that
absolutely
rude to say that?
No, I don't.
I can say that. I can say this is smashable.
We're going with the smashable scale.
We're kind of. I feel like we sit in. We're sitting in a zone here where these wines. I don't want this to be an insulting thing, but it's kind of like a delicious juice.
Yeah, I agree.
There's got to be a drinkability to wine. I mean, we want you to drink it and enjoy it.
I just find that it's actually really hard to do that consistently.
This is really
good. Yeah. To make it taste like it's the actual grapes.
Is it rude of me to like scull it in like two sips? Is that okay?
It's just rude because there's not much left. Johnny.
There'll be none left soon. It's all good.
Yeah. That was really nice.
There's another wine here if you want.
Yep.
We're doing two for one tonight.
Pinot Noir. And it's got it some age on it. Like it's
the white. So I guess, you know, you've made the trek up to Auckland. You're doing your business. But where can people pick up a bottle of this Huntress?
So my website's got the new wines on it. So huntress.co.nz. And I'll ship them off to you. There's also Khan's Wines and Spirits down on O'Connell Street around the corner. He's got a couple of things in there.
Oh, yep. Just down the road.
Yeah. And it's pouring at some pretty cool places like Peachy.
Peachy's up on K Road, right?
Apero
doing it? Yeah.
Yep.
Apero?
Yeah.
And Hello Beastie.
Oh, yeah. So you've got good coverage on K Road.
Yeah. It's a fun place, K Road.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Yeah, nice. This is really good.
Just like BFM's got good coverage
on K Road. That's where everyone from BFM hangs out on K Road, basically.
Spoiled for choice.
Perfect.
I love coming up here. It's so much exciting kind of places to go and eat and drink and have fun.
It's cool, eh? It's cool. Rude and say, can I try the next one?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Be rude.
Like, I don't want to be like, gimme wine. Like drinking wine really quickly. And
okay, so what's
the story behind this one?
This is what Huntress started from, actually. It was when I moved back to the Wairarapa after living down south and overseas. I was offered a ton of Pinot Noir. It was from this vineyard, and I've made 6 wines off this site. So pretty lucky to get this epic fruit from a vineyard called On Giant Shoulders. This is the 2020 vintage, sort of made in more sort of structural kind of potential to age it, but also hopefully now it's just been released, enjoyable now.
Is it really fun to share your wine that you've made with a vineyard and compare it to what they do?
Totally.
Is there like a cool moment where you all sit around and crack a bottle and go, oh wow, you know,
absolutely,
they're like, I really like what you've done here, this is so cool.
Yeah, no, it's awesome actually. Like winemakers, you can definitely see the impact that we have on a wine.
Yes.
You know, just from how we look at it differently, and you know that.
Yeah, warts and all, we're kind of honest with each other, and it's quite a cool way, I think.
Again, another super smooth number.
Yeah. Some got lovely sort of savouriness there, but lots of juicy fruit as well. Thank you.
What's surprising for me is I thought on the nose that the red would probably be like bigger and bolder, but I felt like the white was like really aromatic. I don't know if I'm like...
There's nothing right or wrong, it's how you like it.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
How you feel about the wine. Everyone senses things differently.
I always get a surprise, you know, when... I don't know. I just think red would naturally be the one which has got the big kind of nose on it, but...
Yeah, I mean, that white is really...
open.
Epic for me, because I mean, it's been open all day, right? So is that what you mean? No,
just open, like it's shining right now. The reds, you know, it's got some tannin, it's locking it down, and it's like trying to show itself, but it's kind of a bit reserved.
I really like your labels, Janine, they're like pretty epic. So it's got this like amazing scene of a hunting mission, is that correct, on both of them?
Yeah, it's one piece of artwork, and it's all the things I love about living in the Wairarapa. My partner and I do a bit of hunting, fishing, a bit of sort of free diving. I used to scuba years ago with my dad off the Coromandel.
Is that what that one is? The white's got like crayfish.
Cool. Yeah, really interested in foraging and growing food and living from the land and all that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Very cool. Yeah. The white, what's in there? Is it like a mix of whites?
Normally the Waikoa, which means Happy Waters, is a blend. This is the first year it's not been a blend. I just couldn't get the fruit I wanted. So, I was pretty stoked to pick up this old parcel of Sauvignon Blanc. And, it's 100% Savvy.
Whoa! I'm sorry. That is completely blowing my mind. I thought you were going to say Chardonnay or something. Yeah. Wow.
Told ya.
Anything else going on in there that you'd like... skin contact, carbonic maceration, that kind of thing.
So what I did is I put like a quarter of the fruit straight in the tank, and then I pressed the rest through the press and took the juice with full solids.
I'm like, straight on the top of my head.
Loving this.
Into the same tank, put the lid on, let it sit there and ferment as a juicy slurry for 23 days.
Wow.
Just tasted it every day. So like a nice harmonious kind of integration from those stems and skins, but not too much.
Yeah.
So it just gives it a bit of texture. And then that rich creaminess is from that full malo.
And so the full malo is happening after the first, so in barrel or?
I didn't put it to barrel. Okay. I just wanted to keep it fruity. I mean, natural ferments, you go a bit of malo during the ferment as well, but everything went through real quick this year.
Yeah, really, okay.
Yeah.
What cool. I'm feeling, if you're after a wine made by a passionate winemaker, pick up some Huntress. Oh, sorry, what was your website again?
Huntress.co.nz.
Okay, and nice. same thing goes for Boutique Connection as well. May as well give your business a plug, Renee.
Always forget that. BC is always supporting the little guys, the side hustlers, the passionate producers. So we put wines like this in boxes, and it's coming up to Christmas. So if you want a really cool Christmas gift.
This is like the best, you know, like this is an excellent gift.
I reckon.
You know.
Get all your mates together.
Someone who's like kind of knows what they're doing to choose a bottle of wine for your friends and family.
Oh, totally. It's great gifting. Yeah. All that Christmas red on the capsule. You know, like, people will love it.
Totally.
But a tip though. One tip about Pinot in summer: don't drink it too warm.
Chill it a little bit. It
looks better, like a bit more aromatic.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Looks better. It's cooler.
Enjoy it more.
Cool.
Shines.
All right, Janine from Huntress and Renee from Boutique Connection, thank you very much.
Cheers.
And if you're out there on the town tonight or this weekend, you can probably track down some Huntress on K Road by the sounds of things.
Will you be out there, Janine?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
In the town tomorrow.
Careful.
Cheers, dudes.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.